Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And former NFL star O.J. Simpson was on the Today Show this morning with Katie Couric. And tomorrow he's going to be doing the thing on CNN. You be the judge. What is it called? What's the thing, man? On CNN with Greta Van Susteren, Mike. What's the name of the thing on CNN? Just whenever you get around to answering my question here. I know you can't hear me. See, my producer's in the other room, and he doesn't listen to the show. He reads, he's got a, what do you got in there, a synopsis of The Wall? Let me ask you a question. Why can't you hear anything? You can now. I don't understand what that is. He couldn't earlier. Anyway, what's the name of the show he's going to be on tomorrow on CNN? Burden of Proof, okay, with Greta Van Susteren, and also he's going to be doing his chat, kicking off his chat. He said in the news on Wednesday that the Los Angeles police scandal justified his belief that evidence was planted on him in his 1995 criminal trial for the murder of his ex-wife. He says that proves, or at least it goes a long way toward proving, that that stuff was planted on him. Now, he did a little digging. And there are a lot of books on this, as you know, and there have been so many theories. You know, everything from Vincent Bugliosi's Outrage to a variety of books. There's a book coming out in a couple of weeks called Innocent Simpson, and it is the story of what this author thinks happened to O.J. Simpson, a lot of it corroborating or backing up what O.J. Simpson himself thinks happened to him. The author's name is Brad Rifkin. He is a security analyst, a former private investigator. He does do some investigative work for businesses, background checks, does resume checks, criminal background checks. His new book, Innocent Simpson, explores the possibility that O.J. Simpson was victimized not only by the LAPD, but by the press, the public, and in a very bizarre twist, by his murdered ex-wife, Nicole, reaching from the grave to humiliate and indict him. And a very good afternoon and good evening to you, Mr. Rifkin.
Good afternoon, Phil.
So what do you think, when you say that Nicole Brown reaches from the grave to ridicule and indict her ex-husband, what does that mean?
Phil, I believe that Nicole Brown might have had a hand not only in her own death. As O.J. Simpson has said, she was hanging around with some unsavory people, at least allegedly. She was hanging around with drug addicts, allegedly hanging around with hookers. But also, she was an individual who was trying to get back at a husband that she believed abused her. In my opinion, she might have had a hand in the death of Ron Goldman as well.
These are some pretty serious charges, okay? I mean,
absolutely, Phil.
Are you aware of what it is that you're saying?
I'm simply saying I'm presenting a scenario whereby it's possible she might have had something to do with Ron Goldman being killed as well as killing herself. And I think when you look at what's happened to Mr. Simpson here for the last 5-6 years, this guy has had every kind of accusation leveled at him. He's not had the opportunity to defend himself.
When you say that she might have had a hand in Ron Goldman's death, though, you recognize that this is going into some areas that are pretty serious?
I do recognize that. And
how would she have had a hand in Ron Goldman's death? Now, we know that he had come from the restaurant. What was the name of the restaurant?
I'm trying to think of the name of it. It was an Italian restaurant. It might have been a Red Lobster. I forget. But she was coming from a Red Lobster. It was a Red Lobster. It was an Italian restaurant.
Well, it wasn't a Red Lobster.
She was coming from an Italian restaurant, like a pizzeria, and she left her glasses there. Now, she calls the restaurant and asks for the waiter to send her glasses over. Now, it is possible, Phil.
First of all, your book is coming out when? In 2 weeks?
In a couple of weeks, right.
Does your book include all of these suppositions on your part?
Absolutely, yes. And very quickly, too.
All right, so she left her glasses at the restaurant.
She left her glasses at the restaurant. She calls over. She wants them brought over. She's in the kitchen. She's making a bagel. I ask you to imagine it's late in the evening. She's having a snack. She's making a bagel. It's possible that the doorbell rings. Goldman is there with a pair of sunglasses. If Nicole Simpson is an obsessive person about her sunglasses. Maybe she left some Christian Dior's at the restaurant, some very expensive sunglasses. This guy shows up with a pair of substandard sunglass hut knockoff shades. Some knockoff. Now, she sees this. He doesn't have her sunglasses. It's possible she could have gone crazy with anger.
But you're basing this on the possibility that she was obsessive about her sunglasses.
I think anybody who calls a restaurant late at night asking for a waiter to deliver sunglasses to the home has got to be really obsessed about their sunglasses. And if he doesn't show up with the right sunglasses, she's making a bagel. She's armed with a sharp kitchen knife. I think it's possible she went wild. She stabbed and killed Ron Goldman. Now she's there with a...
You realize that this is all happening outside of her house, right, on a Sunday night?
I understand that.
So she's been making a bagel. He shows up with the wrong sunglasses. She goes wild because she's obsessive about her sunglasses.
That's correct.
How does she die?
Phil, at that point, she realizes she's committed a homicide. It's possible she wanted to get revenge against her husband that she saw as an abusive guy, an ex-husband who had abused her. And maybe because she committed a homicide, she no longer wanted to live.
Now this is really hard for me to follow.
Now, just hear me out. Because I think this goes to the heart of what
you're setting up a scenario here.
Just hear me out, Mr. Henry, okay?
And but this scenario is very, very difficult to believe.
Just hear me out, please. She's murdered a man. We've seen this happen before. Homicide is committed. You want to kill yourself. I believe she held the knife to her throat in such a way so as to rake her throat back and forth across the knife, thus severing major arteries, eventually causing substantial bleeding. Knowing that she wanted her ex-husband, O.J. Simpson, fingered for this murder, Phil, as she rakes her neck across this knife, just before she passes out, she throws it into the gutter where it is swept down into a storm drain and out to sea, and we no longer have the evidence. She drops to the ground dead.
She has cut her own throat and killed Ron Goldman.
Yes.
As the result of going nuts over some sunglasses.
No. That's where you...
Well, that's the way you made it sound.
That's where you're looking at the first layer. The deeper layer is she wanted to reach out and get back at O.J. Simpson because he, in her mind, abused her, because he achieved great things, and maybe she wanted to be a movie star or something. I don't know. She was a blonde, and she worked in restaurants as a waitress. A lot of them want to be movie stars, and she never was a movie star, as far as I can tell. I did some research, and she was never in any movie that I know about.
And that... All right, hold the line here for just a second, Mr. Rifkin. We're talking to Brad Rifkin, his new book, Innocent Simpson. He puts forth the theory that Nicole Brown not only killed Ron Goldman with a bagel knife, but then cut her own throat, then throwing the knife into a storm drain so it wouldn't be found before she collapses dead, all to humiliate and eventually indict wrongfully an ex-husband that she saw as her accuser. Correct, sir?
That is correct, Phil.
Hold on, I'll give the number here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Now, this obsession over the sunglasses.
Right.
Do you know for a fact she wore Christian Dior?
I don't know what she wore. I'm saying anybody that calls a restaurant and has sunglasses delivered to their home has got a thing for sunglasses. Now, I believe when he showed up, he didn't have the right sunglasses. I think he probably had some cheap knockoff garbage, something that you pick up at a car wash. And I'm sure you know the kind I'm talking about.
Yeah, the $8 jobs.
Right. Can you imagine? Put yourself in the shoes of a woman who owns Christian Dior sunglasses, and this clown shows up with a couple of plastic jobs pulled off a rack at a car wash. She went wild. The knife in her hand suddenly plunging, almost independent of her own mind and her own motive. The knife over and over, downward, upward, thrusting, until finally, before she knows it, Ron Goldman lay dead at her feet. Filled with grief, bereaved, saddened, embarrassed, and full of fear, she decides to take her own life. But before she does, she remembers O.J. and how much she don't like him, so she's going to finger him for it.
And so she holds the knife out where?
In front of her throat and goes back and forth, dragging her neck across it until it severs major arteries, and she's dead.
But not before tossing it into a storm drain.
Right. I think, Phil, that this is possibly what happened, and if it did, an innocent man has been indicted by public opinion, by the police, has been vilified and deserves, and as O.J. said so himself, he believed that Nicole brought her own death on. And
well, there is a difference between what he said, which is perhaps the associations that she had brought on her own death, and what you're saying, which is that she held a bagel knife in front of her throat and dragged it back and forth across her throat so it looked like he cut her throat?
Yes. Yeah.
You're aware of what you're saying?
I'm aware of what I'm saying, yes. And in the book, Innocent Simpson, we go through all of this. We go through the wherefores and the whys. Where was O.J. the night she was killed? Has that ever been answered?
Yes, it has.
It has, but where? Well, all right. So
it, yeah, it was answered. He was in Chicago on a plane.
All right. But there are a few other questions that I think need to be answered.
All right, hold the line here. Brad Rifkin, security consultant, private investigator, his book, Innocent Simpson. You heard me just lay it out there. He believes, at least in his book, he puts forth the theory that Nicole Brown murdered Ron Goldman and then took her own life and made it look like O.J. did it to get back at him as revenge for perceived abuse. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. On the line is Brad Rifkin, a security consultant who is talking to us about O.J. Simpson and his belief that Simpson is innocent. And in the book Innocent Simpson, he puts forward the theory that O.J.'s ex-wife, Nicole Brown, killed herself and Ron Goldman and then made it look as if O.J. did it. By the way, why would the police automatically finger O.J. for this, okay? In other words...
Well, Phil, there's good reasons for that.
Well, why would the cops look to O.J. for this? In other words, here's a question for you.
Okay.
Why did O.J. have her blood on him?
The reason for that, Phil, is...
I don't want to get the answer right away, but I want you to think about that, okay?
I'll give you the reason right now.
This is in your book.
It's in my book. The reason O.J. had her blood, I believe O.J. was at the crime scene. Don't get me wrong. I think he was at the crime scene after the murders were committed. I think he came by her house to apologize for yelling at her the week before.
He came by to apologize.
Yes, and he stumbled upon the scene. He walked up to the front door, had rung the doorbell, and then noticed that there were, obviously this mayhem had taken place. Tried to lift his ex-wife's body, and then he had blood all over him. The cops want to finger him for this because they don't like the guy based upon the abuse calls that they got. See what I'm saying? In other words...
I don't know.
No, that's it. And then the public don't like O.J. Simpson because they always want to tear down a big shot. They don't like no big shots. That's what I'm talking about.
O.J. came to her house to apologize, and just she happened to be laying dead in the front yard.
Phil, this is the theory that I believe would really stand up to scrutiny. Yes, sir.
All right, here is Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I would like to sell this guy some new spaceships. Listen, then you just
hey.
Say that. Then
yeah,
you
a lot
just
of people
say
don't
that.
Believe it.
Then you just state that that when the murder took place, O.J. was supposedly in Chicago. You use that as a fact to verify his whereabouts.
No, I said that that's what was brought out in the trial. But I'm saying, and that's why
are
I said
we,
to
are
Mr.
we
Henry,
assuming it? Are we assuming
I'm
that?
I'm saying,
fact,
Mr. Henry,
are
we are sure where O.J. was.
Are we to believe that the facts came out in the trial?
I don't think the facts came out in the trial. I think O.J. came by the house to apologize, and she was dead already.
But and that's how he got the blood on him.
O.J. was in Chicago. O.J. was in Chicago.
Yeah, he was in. He was on his way to Chicago.
Why didn't he? I'm going to ask a question. Why didn't he turn himself into the police?
Hold on. Preposterous what you're saying.
But why is it preposterous?
How's it preposterous? How many lethal blows did she take? How many?
She cut her own throat.
How many times was she cut? How many of those blows was fatal?
One time. She just dragged it back and forth.
Dragged it back and forth.
Now, O.J. Simpson went to Chicago. He went to Chicago after he found the bodies.
Why didn't he go to the police?
I'm sorry?
Why didn't he go to the police after he found the bodies?
Because he knew they wanted him. They wanted him bad. He knew that they'd finger him for this.
So, in other words, you were trying to say that you get someone to come up and say, oh, yeah, O.J., you did it, not knowing whether this man is sitting in front of a TV camera, in front of millions of people, not knowing his whereabouts or anything, and they just go straight and finger O.J., or was they supposed to be following him and know his whereabouts?
No, they did it because they found her blood on him, but he had her blood on him after he went to her house to apologize and he found the bodies.
But he was in Chicago. He was supposed to have been in Chicago.
He was going to Chicago.
So he was on his way to Chicago, is that it?
Yes, he was on his way to Chicago.
What did he do, go home and clean up and then go to Chicago?
That was established in the trial, that he went home and cleaned up. But why did he clean up? I say he cleaned up because he went over to say he was sorry and he got the blood all over him.
And one more thing.
Brother man, let me explain something to you. You know what? I mean, this is called free enterprise.
It's beautiful. It's foolproof.
This is free enterprise. America is a free enterprise country.
Sure.
But you know, Ev, I'm going to tell you what. You're lucky to even get airtime on this garbage. And I tell you, my opinion is that you are trying to get free publicity to sell a dumb book. You understand what I'm saying? If anybody buy that book, I got some used Challenger spaceships in my backyard. They got a few million miles on it.
Well, you know what? You may have it in your backyard. But I will tell you, keep an open mind. Keep an open mind.
I have. That's why you're getting this opinion right now.
That's the key to life. Keep an open mind.
All right, sir. Okay. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686 with Brad Rifkin, author of Innocent Simpson. He believes O.J. Simpson was framed, that his wife, Nicole, actually committed both the murder and her own, and committed suicide. Aventura on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
It still just sounds preposterous to me. If he was so innocent, he wouldn't have wiped the blood off. He would have just gone to the cops.
Oh,
you don't find a dead body and run.
He knew the cops would arrest him. He knew immediately. The LAPD didn't like him because they didn't like him for the domestic abuse calls. So he knew the LAPD was going to be all over him like white on rice. That's why he didn't go to the cops. He was afraid, and he went to Chicago. He came back. They finger him for this deal just as he knew that they would.
This makes zero sense. What you're saying makes zero sense.
You know that the cops didn't like him, that they'd been out on abuse calls to his house.
You know what? The whole world might not like me, but if I find a dead body, particularly if it's someone that I've had issues with, I'm going to the cops.
Cops always point the finger at a black guy. That's why he didn't go to the LAPD.
He was a role model. Cops always point the finger at a black guy.
Sure, you know that.
That's a little on the racist side.
You're right. The cops are racist. You got that right. I think what you need to face up to facts is, are you...
Is that you're crazy? Yes,
no.
I have already faced up to that. That, you know what? I do have an open mind, but you're going to tell me a woman slashed her throat back and forth with a knife and then cut a main artery more than likely and still had the strength to throw a knife down a drain hole.
It's happened.
Cut her main carotid artery, blood spurting, and then has the presence of mind to toss that knife into the storm drain.
Right.
To finger O.J.
You got it. You guys got a better idea? Because I'm all out of ideas. If anybody's got a better idea. And by the way, what kind of sunglasses do you wear, ma'am?
What kind of sunglasses do I wear?
Yeah.
Revo sunglasses.
See, you even know the brand you wear. That's how obsessive women are about their sunglasses.
That's not obsessive. I'm obsessive about my eyes.
Broads know everything about their sunglasses, everything. And the same thing with Nicole Brown. She knew she had these glasses. This poor Ron Goldman.
Kind of shoes do you wear?
What kind of shoes do I wear? I'm wearing sneakers right now.
What kind of sneakers are you wearing?
I don't know.
Okay, we got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686.
What kind of sneakers?
We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with Brad Rifkin, the author of Innocent Simpson, his belief that O.J. Simpson is innocent and that Nicole Brown Simpson committed suicide after killing Ron Goldman. Now, you say you have a smoking gun in your book.
I do have a smoking gun. That absolutely...
That proves O.J.'s innocence.
That would prove O.J.'s innocence because... And the police withheld this, in my opinion. But it is possible. And you have to understand that this is a woman that was crazed with madness because the sunglasses were the wrong sunglasses. But she pinned a note to her dress before she killed herself, and the note said, "Ha ha, how do you like me now?" That was supposed to be directed at Mr. Simpson. Ha ha, I gotcha. Now, there is a case you talk about.
Ha ha, how do you like me now?
That's the note. Now, there's a case in Wisconsin where a woman left her sunglasses in a restaurant in Green Bay. The busboy came out with the wrong sunglasses. She charged the busboy. Now, she went after him. Now, that is an indication of a lot of these women and the way they are with their sunglasses. They're nuts. My wife's the same way. She's out of her mind with these sunglasses.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Santa Barbara on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. Hey, listen, you know what? For a private detective, I'm really surprised that you don't get into a person's inner character. And I got to tell you something about women. First of all, she's a mother. There's nothing in her background that says that she is suicidal, and everything says that she's there for her kids.
Well, a lot of mothers kill their kids, so next
well,
point.
Well, there is nothing in this woman's background
next
that says
point.
That she's even prone to that.
Next point. You know what? I would agree with you, but you know what? A lot of women in the news have killed their kids. They murder multiple homicides, throwing them down wells, shooting them. So let's not go. Let's not. You know what? And your car phone is really horrible. Let's not go down the road of moms don't kill their kids, please, okay?
Is your car phone? Part of her character, or the fact that she is going to actually go out of her way to...
Okay, your car phone... I gotta get out of here. That car phone's driving me nuts. San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? San Diego, hello. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
sorry. Are you there, Mr. Rifkin?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil. I wanted to add to what you said, that Nicole Brown probably having her time of the month, too, which is something else you got to understand.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. San Diego.
Okay, first of all, I just want to tell Brad that I know what kind of sunglasses I'm wearing, so that's a stupid statement.
Well, what is that? Okay, see. What kind are you wearing?
I'm wearing Oakley sunglasses.
Oakley's?
Okay. I know most guys know what kind of sunglasses, but we're not talking about sunglasses.
Yeah, you're a guy. Are you, you're not gay, are you?
No, dude. If you want if you want to make a... Never mind. But hey,
well, you're talking about Oakley sunglasses. I naturally made the assumption.
What, that he's gay?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a bigot and a racist, but hey.
So I'm not a bigot and a racist. I'm simply saying that there are certain things that you delineate from a person's personality.
Well, hey, I haven't seen the latest consensus on how many gay guys wear Oakley sunglasses, but let me just ask you this.
Knock you over. Yes, sir.
Hey, come on down. If O.J. was innocent, why didn't he take the stand during his trial? I mean...
Because he was advised against it by his attorney.
And do you know why attorneys advise that?
Well, first of all, he didn't need to take the stand.
Because he doesn't want him to slit his own throat.
First of all, he didn't need to take the stand.
Why didn't he need to take the stand?
Because they had the case wrapped up. They had it won. Did they win the case?
Yeah, they
sure won the case. So there you go. The second point I want to make is that, and I made it earlier, Nicole Brown might have been having her menstrual period.
And so what does that mean?
That means that...
Hey, Brad.
Hey, you know what?
Let me just tell you, you bring this society down fivefold.
How is that? Because I want to look for truth? Because...
What do you mean Nicole Brown was on her menstrual cycle?
I'm saying it's possible she was by the wounds that she inflicted on Goldman. If... That's the case.
Oh, the guy hung up. All right. I thought that was a closing line. I wasn't sure.
That's what I'm saying. That
she was on the rag.
Yeah. She had to have been. to go off like that on some guy that...
If your theory is even holding water, which so far I don't see that it does, and a lot of people calling on the show don't see that it does. The guy, O.J. Simpson, he went to her house to apologize, and she's got a note on her dress that says, ha ha, how do you like me now? And he wanted to apologize.
Look, if O.J. had taken the stand and said that Nicole killed herself and tried to pin it on him, the judge would have called him crazy, would have called him nuts. No. What he did was the best thing. They had the case won.
Lake City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When you first described the theory of how she killed herself, your words were that she sawed her head off. Is that or sawed?
She went
through
back.
Those...
Yeah, her neck went back and forth across it, saw-like, blade-like.
Okay. First of all,
you think that's funny?
Yeah, I think it's funny. It's ridiculous,
ma'am.
Well, because you haven't been around
murders and dead bodies. I have.
Okay, well, let's go for the facts.
You've heard of people sawing their own necks off.
Yes, I have.
Okay, when they were talking about it in the trial, when the coroner was going over it, they said that her neck was almost completely cut off.
I know, that's how mad she was.
Well, that's wonderful, but... She would
See?
Be dead instantly. Once she cut through
she was dead instantly.
Her vertebrae, when she cut through her backbone,
she
she's
was,
gone.
She
she's
was
dead.
Dead. She was dead instantly.
So
well,
how did
how
she...
How could she have thrown away the knife?
She did it in her death as she was falling down. She threw it.
Oh, come on.
Well, you know what, ma'am? Everything I'm saying here is meticulously researched.
Okay.
Now,
how close
people...
was the drain to her body? I thought she was down a little alleyway. She wasn't even close to the road.
You don't know, do you? You don't know. I watched the trial. She was very close, a few feet. And she's falling.
And as she's falling, as she's cut through her carotid artery, she's just tossing that knife.
Yeah.
This is bugging me, man. There's something about what you're saying.
What? Everything I'm saying is foolproof. It's foolproof.
The note, ha-ha, how do you like me now? He's coming up to apologize.
That's why he had the blood on his shoes.
And then this whole thing, this business about he was on his way to her house to apologize, stepped over the bodies onto the way to the front door.
Yeah, that's how the footprints got up there. He didn't notice the bodies at first. He stepped over them. Probably he was lost in thought. Look, Mr. Henry,
he's lost in thought. He steps over a dead body on his way to the front door.
You have, in your life, probably been, daydreaming. That's what I think happened. He was daydreaming. He was lost in thought. He walked up to the front door. Two dead bodies, boom, doesn't see it right away, wants to apologize, then he goes, oh, Jesus, look at this.
And then, oh, Jesus, look at this, and then what?
And then goes in and picks the, and, you know, gets blood all over him. That's what I think happened, that's what I believe happened, and that's what's in my book, Innocent Simpson, available now in hardback. In 2 weeks, it's going to be coming out in paperback. But I think it's going to give people a lot to think about.
Can you prove any of this stuff?
I can prove he was in Chicago.
Can you prove that he was at the front door apologizing? And what about this note, ha ha, how do you like me now? Where'd you see that?
I can't tell you where, but I did see the note. And
it was a note that said, ha ha, how do you like me now?
Signed Nicole.
Signed Nicole.
Yeah.
Well, I find it to be most troubling. To come up with a theory like this and not to have any proof of it. We know that O.J. Simpson's going on TV tomorrow on the Burden of Proof, and he's also going to be on his internet chat, and this wouldn't have anything to do with you promoting this guy's appearances or anything.
No, I have nothing to do with O.J. Simpson. And
What do you think of the guy?
He's a hell of a football player. I mean, I got nothing to do with the guy. No, I'm...
This is just your own little money-making scheme, huh?
Look, you could say that I got a money-making scheme, or you could say that I'm the kind of a guy who just loves the truth. I like to think that I love the truth. And in loving the truth, I am a guy who is going to consistently come back to these things that are just rooted rock solid in truth. And that is that...
There was a note pinned to her that said, ha ha, how do you like me now? He walked to the front door to apologize. And let's see, what else did you say? Oh, she raked her throat back and forth across the knife until she almost cut her own head off.
I believe it's credible.
Columbus, Ohio, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to... Can I just make a comment straight out?
Go right ahead.
I think... O.J. has paid this man to make such a fool of himself on the radio. Who else would do that for just to sell a book?
What have I said that sounds like cockamamie?
Because you're supposed to be an investigator, detective.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's you possible. Are sitting here on the radio saying, if she's on the period, if he went over there and probably went to say, I'm sorry for last week. I mean, you're so full of ifs, ands, and buts.
Well, the point is, don't you think it's possible she was on her period?
No, I don't.
Well, look at how hacked
and
up
Ron Goldman.
And
if you're an investigator, why don't you check the,
Look at how hacked up Ron Goldman was.
That doesn't mean she did it.
And you know what? Let me tell you, my husband and my son is on the golf tour. 90% of golfers, they all wear Oakleys. Does that make my son and my husband, gay?
All I can tell you, ma'am, is the investigative work that I've done, 90% of the people out there that wear Oakleys are gay men. I don't know.
Well, let me just tell you.
Call us, you know. If the shoe fits, wear it. You know, I don't know what to tell you.
You know what? Well, let me just tell you. I think that I would be, it's a sad world if we got a detective like you out there.
A detective like me? An innocent man could be cleared if only
they read. How much is he paying you to make a fool of yourself?
If only you read my book, Innocent Simpson. It's coming out this week.
I wouldn't waste my time.
And
I would not waste my time.
I think you'll enjoy the parts in there about how she was, maybe she wore Christian Dior.
I would be so busy laughing at what you're saying that I could not even comprehend your book.
Well, I think that.
And the blood got on him because?
Because he stepped in it.
You see, you're saying, I think. You're supposed to be a detective.
I am a detective.
Well,
and
why don't
believe...
you act like it and say where the proof is? You're just saying, I think.
How the glove...
Ridiculous.
Well, let me ask you a question. How did a bloody glove get behind the house?
He was so shocked when he came home from what he saw, but he was in a hurry to get to the airport. O.J. was throwing his clothes off as he was going into the house. He just happened to toss the glove off.
Where were his pants?
They found his pants, like, I think, out in the patio.
So he's taking his clothes off as he's going into the house. Why?
Because he's got a plane to catch. What are you yelling at me for? He got blood on him as he was trying to put her head back on. And that's how that...
As he was trying to put her head back on.
That was... He was in a state of shock.
You are ridiculous.
I'm ridiculous?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, he was in a state of shock.
So he's trying to put her head back on, and then he was throwing clothes.
How much is O.J. paying you to make a fool out of yourself?
I don't even know O.J. Simpson. I mean, I got his autograph one time, but I don't know the guy that well.
You did not investigate him for this book? You did not talk to him?
Why? The guy's as clean as a baby's rear end.
Because anybody who's writing a book about somebody should at least talk to them and know them.
I don't like him for this crime.
All right, ma'am, I thank you for your call. And one final call this hour. Gainesville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. You don't like him for this.
No, I don't.
Gainesville, hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Valerie from Gainesville. This has got to be a joke, right?
No, ma'am.
He can't be serious. He says he's an investigator. He's serious about some woman sawing her head almost off and O.J. coming and stepping over being cognizant enough to know that there's two dead bodies down there. He stepped over them.
It was dark. The man was on his way to apologize
to
his ex-wife.
Dude, let me tell you something, okay?
He stepped over. He thought it was a bag of...
Let me talk. Let me talk.
Landscaping.
Let me talk. That is absolutely ridiculous. Okay, I've been a police officer for over 15 years.
Well,
and there's no way that your theory is anywhere close to being possible.
Everybody wants to hang an innocent man. What a
great country we
live in.
You want to make a buck off two dead people. That's what you want to do.
I'm making a buck. It's possible that Nicole Brown killed Ron Goldman because he came with the wrong sunglasses.
Excuse me, you throw forth the theory that she was possibly on her period and she got ticked off because he brought cheap sunshades to the house and that's why she killed him.
Yes,
get
ma'am.
Real.
Okay? Yes, I am real.
Even people who actually believe that O.J. Simpson is not guilty, which I don't, by the way, won't even believe that theory.
Wait a second. You're black? And you believe he's guilty?
Listen, now you generalize.
Well, man, I got to write that one down. I'm going to do another book.
Okay, just like everybody who wears Oakleys or homosexual, dude, you are ridiculous.
You know what? I got a book in my library called Great Jewish Athletes. Right next to that, I'm going to put Black People Who Think O.J.'s Guilty. And right next.
Okay, I've had about enough of your big fat mouth. Thank you, ma'am. No, I'm talking to the guy, not you. No, ma'am, I wouldn't. I didn't mean to say that.
No, he was talking to you, ma'am.
Okay.
I was not talking to her.
Mr. Henry.
Yes.
He was talking to you. He's making fun of you.
It's an embarrassment to your show to even have him on. His theory is no way possible. No way.
Well, I I was only trying to help.
I understand what you're saying, dude, but, hey, he is not what you want on your show. I wouldn't even give him the airtime. And I'm embarrassed that I even called to talk to this guy.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, I just do the best I can every day. It's been tough for me the last couple of weeks. My wife got sick and, you know, I'm sure you understand.
Mm-hmm. Just so you know, that theory he's put out, there is no way that's possible. No way.
May I say that I'm very sorry to have embarrassed you?
No, I embarrassed myself.
No. It was me. It was me. I do this all the time. Oh, when will I stop? When will I stop?
God. Hey, I enjoy your show, man.
That's okay. You don't have to say that. Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Are we going to make these various books available on our website? Will Innocent Simpson be available on the website? We've got to talk to whoever it is that controls that and make sure that Innocent Simpson and that brochure on how to, you know, what was that one? That guy came on the show one time, had a brochure that he was pushing, Mike. It was, oh, yeah, it was Chris's... Chris Norton had a brochure called Riding the Crimson Wave, and what that was about, I don't even want to begin to ask. Are you going to give me? Oh, then Bob Green was on our program one time, and he had a book out called Lessons from Jesus, and how if Elian Gonzalez's mother was drowned in the Atlantic, that's a lesson from Jesus that Elian is a bad boy for being in Florida. So all of those books available on our website. It's Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. The number one rated Phil Hendry Show. We got a lot of people in a panic, a lot of people screaming, a lot of people posting their numbers on the net. Don't you believe it. We're number one. Now, once you do what, just think of something with me here, because I was walking down the hall. We have some... we have a variety of shows where I work, a lot of different kinds of radio shows, and one of them is a country music show, and we can hear country music coming out of one of the offices. And these are all young people who are on the staff of this particular country show, and by that I mean people in their 20s, early 20s to late 20s to early 30s. Now, country music was something big when I was a kid growing up, and it's been big for many years. But I thought, finally, there was a generation of Americans that would escape the suction of this music, and I've, you know, it's not happening. There's a whole new generation of young, they're into country music. How did it happen? How did we let this happen? By the way, Dwight, if you're listening, we're not talking about you. But anyway, that Garth Brooks and the Big Hat and the I Got Friends Up in Tight Places, and what do you think happens? All these kids are listening to country music. I thought finally, you know, like with the end of country rock, with the Eagles and all that crap going out, that finally we get into some really good stuff. And that Shania Twain's Hard Belly. So it looks like we're in for at least another 20 years of that garbage, as far as I can tell. Just want to let you know, just a postcard from the front, as it were. Just a letter, a missive from the front. Phil Hendry Show.